Last summer, teams of researchers tagged and observed fur seals on Bogoslav Island in the Aleutians and on St. Paul in the Pribilofs. They wanted to know where the seals went to find food, what they ate, and how long they traveled. Andrew Trites, the director of the North Pacific University's Marine Mammal Research Consortium, says the information is part of a larger patch dynamics study.
Patch dynamics is trying to capture the idea that we think that the birds and seals and whales are all trying to feed on patches of prey. And so we're trying to understand how these patches form, how long the patches are present, and how do the animals exploit them, with the ultimate goal of being able to predict down the road, should the oceans warm and the prey move, how are birds and mammals going to deal with that?
The theory is based on how other ocean ecosystems work, with patches of prey. The problem is, what they found when researching fur seals doesn't support that theory. The female seals had tags that recorded about 10,000 lines of data, where they traveled to, when they changed directions, what the conditions were at those places. Trites and others thought that the data would show animals all going to the same locations and staying there to gorge on food.
And what we've discovered so far appears to be animals that aren't gorging, but are actually grazing. And they remind me more of being like a dairy cow out in a field. They seem to be out wandering in fairly big loops.
Fur seals from the Pribilofs would forage for an average of 7 days before returning to nurse their pups, which remained on land alone while their mothers went to eat. Seals from Bogoslav Island went for about half that time. The groups hunt in different locations, and preliminary data from scat samples show they eat different things. The Pribilof seals eat squid and small, young pollock. Bogoslav seals like squid too, but they also feast on fatty, deep-water fish instead of the leaner pollock. That means they can get enough energy to get back to their pups sooner and nurse them more often. This may be one of the reasons why the Bogoslav seal population is increasing while the Pribilof population is decreasing.
And if the females from Bogoslav, their trips are half as long, they can spend more time producing more milk and giving more milk to the pups may be in better shape when they leave and therefore survive better and come back to breed and increase the Bogoslav population.
Because when fur seals are weaned, they're on their own. Their mothers don't help them learn to hunt. Trites says they're like little adults who have to fend for themselves. The stronger they are when they're weaned, the more likely they are to survive the migration south for the winter and the 2 years they spend at sea before returning to the breeding grounds. Trites says the data analysis is still in its preliminary stages. The fur seal data is also being combined with other information gathered for the Best Preserve Bering Sea Ecosystem Research Project about ecosystem conditions and fish locations. But Trites says what it shows so far is unexpected.
But certainly I would say from my side that the way I thought the Bering Sea worked is not the way I'm finding it actually does.
The Best Preserve Project will run for 5 years and is currently in the middle of the third. When all of the information is combined, Trites says it might help figure out why fur seal populations on the Pribilofs are declining. Though the animals are no longer hunted, their population has dropped by 5% per year since 1998. 3.5 million fur seals lived there in the 1950s. Now there are only 650,000. The Bogoslav population is increasing quickly. 15,000 pups are born per year. But that group only represents 1% of the fur seal population in the United States. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.